Sorry, I'm a little late. Not one. Got stuck in the traffic.
Still some hour. Start of the day. Starts at 3 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Our fourth and last meeting. There he is. Yes. Okay, this is our last meeting. In this meeting, we will discuss our final design. And we will do some evaluation about the, not only the product, but also the project. And then we're going to close the project today as well. So after that, you'll be free to go and spend all your money. And this is a detailed design meeting. We will discuss the look and feel of the design, the usability interface design, and we will do the product evaluation. In order to do that, we have this agenda. We will have the prototype presentation first, then we will set up some evaluation criteria. Then we will look at the finance. We will have to see if everything we want to do is also possible within our budget. Because everything costs money, and the more functions you want to have, the more money it will cost. So we'll see if it fits within the 12.5 euro per remote. We will see that later. Then we'll do the project evaluation and the closing after that. We've got 40 minutes, so we will be finished at 3:30. But first, we will do the prototype presentation. So, some units for.
Well, this is what me and Richard came up with. The default spot for the on-off button. The mute button just below that. Then there's the volume and channel selectors. Simple plus minus button. We thought of a help button. If you hold it and you press another button, the help goes to the LCD screen. Then there's the 0 to 1 to 0 buttons, a button for teletext, a button for the subtitles, and the company logo. So it's rather simple prototype. And we'll have to see from testing how the users take it.
Okay. Is this the moment where we ask, where can I ask questions about the functionality?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just pop in at any time.
When you're in teletext, there usually are buttons where you just press it and you go to the next teletext page.
It's just the normal remote controls. You push it. You came in page 100.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the normal 1 to 0 buttons, but you can also use the button for changing the channel, the shifting button.
Okay.
Shifting up in teletext and shifting down. So.
Okay.
I thought in a few meetings earlier we. Try to keep it simple,
yeah.
Just a few buttons and large buttons. But I think these are altogether quite a few buttons. I'm wondering if we really need all of those buttons.
I think if you look at most controls, they've got more buttons than this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the on-off button, it's a necessity.
Yeah.
Drop that one. Volume and channel buttons, you obviously need those.
Yeah.
The mute button could be replaced by pressing the volume down button twice. So we could cancel that one. I think the help button really is necessary,
yeah.
because there's no other way to know when someone wants to know what a button does.
Or you can build in when you press one button. We discussed that already, but we think all people don't know that option, so they just put in would press the button.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can't leave out the number buttons, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Okay, text and subtitles.
So it's rather basic already.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I pointed out earlier. If you just make a control for just the TV, there's just not much to gain here.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had somebody about something about the design of the buttons there?
Yeah, they're
it's normal plain.
Kind of hard
yeah,
to draw on the whiteboard, but they're supposed to be equal sized, round, with a little logo on it for the volume, the triangle.
Just to recognize it.
Just
so
for recognition.
We don't need a LED or some remote controls do it have so, but because we use the little display, we don't have to use it.
Okay.
So for the materials, we've just chosen for rubber buttons a different color than the case, so they jump out.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's nice. Then, because we only have 30 minutes left, I will move on to the finance part, which is pretty exciting to see if it's all possible what we want to do. And I can tell you that we're going to have a pretty hard time producing this for 12.5 euros. If we see, I don't know if I filled in correctly, so just correct me if you see something wrong. I counted two batteries, but maybe you can also use one. I don't know if it's
possible. Since it's rechargeable.
It's rechargeable.
We can use it.
Okay, it's 2 euros up.
Okay.
We need the advanced chip, so there's not much to say there. Here we have the single curved. We can see that the difference between uncurved and single curved is 1 euro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think the single curved is good for design and also for the display to have a prominent place on the remote control.
Yes.
I think we have to keep that.
Yeah.
Then we have the case material supplements. It's plastic. It's the cheapest one we need, so that's not much to save either. But then the biggest costs are the buttons, so maybe we really should try to discard some buttons to keep our costs low, because we will have to get the 12.5 euros at the end. So if we let's first count the buttons we have now.
16.
That will be even more than 18 euros. So
15. Yeah, with the help button.
Okay, including the help.
Yeah.
I think we can discard the help and the mute button by pressing down volume long or pressing down a number long. That saves us 1 euro already. Because then we have got 15, I think.
Yep.
And this is.
I assume you count the volume and channel things for two buttons each, right?
No, those are one.
Yeah.
I think
actually there are two buttons.
It's just one better, but for one big button, but they are more expensive than the small ones.
But it's not stated in this.
It's just
so maybe
reference.
We can even make one button with the volume and the channel in one by
Well, I was
pressing.
thinking maybe you could just integrate three of those numbers to one button.
That's a possibility as well.
That would cut the costs.
So, and it's good for design as well, so you can make
it's cheaper.
Yeah,
So
yeah,
you still got four buttons, but just so
I think they count the materials.
You got not the better itself, but on the
on the chip.
On the chip you got still four
that's right.
Four buttons. So
yeah,
but I think because we have the advanced chip,
but
you can just count this as one button. But now with that thing,
I think this really is four buttons anyhow.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it is, but then it seems to me that it's impossible to get 12.5 euros. Also the LC display.
And that's
I think
a big cost.
I think it's too expensive for the display we use. I think they try.
If we leave out the display, we can also save money on the chip.
That's right. But what's the big advantage of our remote then?
Only the docking station, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't the docking station isn't even in this schematic.
No,
so it's not even
it's
taken
extra.
Into the price.
That's extra. That's where.
Maybe we should move to a different supplier.
That's an option. Or something. Don't you think we can, if we can count this as one button and integrate these buttons in three, then we save a lot of money as well.
You could save money on it, but would it make the remote more usable for elderly people?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
My mother can't even send an SMS message. So
yeah, that's a point.
And we kind of buy a remote control when you can use it. So yeah, we must stay below the below 12.50 or can't go up.
Well, since the market research indicated that older people spend their money easier, more easy. Maybe it's feasible to just put the price of the remote up a little, especially since we have those nice features.
Yeah, but we have to stick with the 12.5 euros. We don't have any more budget.
The margin
is
too small.
Yeah.
But it's possible to make one for 12.50. I don't think so.
If you leave out the LCD display, and if you use less buttons, say,
but
you can
we can't use
a single chip. There it is.
Yeah. Do you want to make a fancy and a good, yeah. Attractive option, so you can stay below 12.50. So
I think it's difficult as well.
Basically, becoming a choice between like either a good remote and a higher production cost, or just
no remote.
Any other remote control.
Or we can leave out the 10 buttons and take one scroll wheel for the program.
That's
then we save 10 buttons, and 5, 1,
we're getting closer.
Getting close.
How would a scroll wheel work here?
Then we'll maybe you can scroll. If you scroll, you will see the number on the LCD display until you've got the right number, then you push it.
That would bring up the price of the scroll wheel also.
Okay, the
scroll
wheel
and push button.
Okay,
but
then you can push some other buttons.
You could just not scroll for half a second.
Yeah. That's right.
You
so if you scroll to a number and then you wait a half second, then it comes to the channel.
I think that would be like the end of our usability.
Yeah.
It would definitely drop cost.
Yeah.
We need better. And the regular chip is not possible. It has to be advanced.
If you want to use an LCD screen, you need an advanced chip, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can save €1 by a flat design. That's an option we can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're almost there.
Yeah, if you could just leave out one more button.
Yeah. So
yeah, or you have to skip the subtitle button.
Yeah,
but I think
so
that is a big advantage for
us. Yeah, it's a big advantage. But
can we integrate the teletext and the subtitles in one button?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much the teletext subtitles are right now. You just push the teletext button, go to page 888,
and
the teletext disappears, but the subtitles stay there.
But if you push the teletext
the
button twice.
What if you have to scroll to page 888?
One.
No, that could be. Scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, there would be. This is just pretty much not an option for older people who don't even know what a scroll wheel is.
No.
Holding a remote which they expect to have like 10 buttons for the numbers 1 to 0. With only 5 buttons on it and a scroll wheel.
I think if you make a good advertisement on television and in the guide, you can explain to the people how to use the scroll wheel. Just make it real simple because it saves a lot of money, and we can keep our LCD screen, which can provide extra information how to use the scroll wheel, how to use the other buttons as subtitles.
Mm.
And it's good for the innovative design as well. If you would erase these.
It's a pretty big scroll wheel.
Something like that.
You could make 2 buttons out of that and just If you press the volume button, you can control the volume with the scroll wheel. So that would save two buttons if you do the same for the channel.
That's really a good idea, I think. And that will make the use of the scroll wheel
more obvious.
More obvious indeed. So we make one volume of the channel.
So if we
that's right. So we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we can leave the teletext in if we want.
Yeah.
Mm. That's better.
So this is fine.
If we leave out all those buttons, perhaps we can go with the flat case and make it smaller overall. So if you put the volume and channel buttons on the same height as the on off button.
Yeah.
The screen right under that, then the scroll button.
Yeah.
You get a much smaller remote.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it
so you can decrease this one to 4 buttons.
Yeah.
Right now you can. You can make a quite a big remote control for just the same price as a small one.
Yeah.
Just you only have to pay for the double curved or single curved.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's more the molds in which they are being made, I think. Single curve is pretty easy. You just fill in and
the
cases come right out of the machine. And single curve, you have a different machine than the flat one. I think this is a really easy one. What does everybody think about a flat or a single curve design?
Well, I still think we should go for a single curve design.
Yeah.
But then again,
Richard's argument was
all these changes
yeah.
are not really okay
yeah.
with me, but since
we have to cut
we just have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go to the board and
ask for
get
more
us
more.
To spend $18 a
yeah.
remote.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Or do some market research and see what the options are.
I think we can keep the single curved one just to express our LCD screen a bit more.
Yeah.
Some people will use it more, and especially for the help functions, it will be good if we have scroll bar, scroll button. It will be necessary if we have a good help function as well. I think it was better to have this price list a bit earlier before
yes,
we went on to
definitely.
The whole design. But I think we could make a bit.
Yeah.
That's pretty different.
It's pretty different
from this one.
This is not really like for the group you were making the remote.
No.
This will really require a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
To get this to sell. Because older people like familiar forms and familiar stuff. This is not familiar for them.
No,
so
I
we're gonna have to do a lot of convincing.
I think the most.
But they know the scroll buttons from old radios. They also buttons like that for changing channel. So
we can
maybe it's.
We can stick it out. Like an old
yeah.
button.
Yeah.
Maybe that's recognizable for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. So I'm afraid we have to move on. And it's less frightening, I think, if they see this design and think, oh, there are only 5 buttons.
That's true. It might be confusing too.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what? Yeah. Only 5 buttons?
Yeah.
That's very special, so.
I would like.
Yeah, but you're not 60.
That's right. I would buy it if I was 60. No, I don't know. Are the cards under 12.5 euros? No. Yes, they are.
No.
No, but we can go on with the project evaluation. Let's see. Okay, so down. We still have 15 minutes left, so nice on schedule. The project process.
So I like set up all these criteria.
Evaluation.
Evaluation of the.
That's right. That was the
thingy.
The point I forgot.
Thank you.
We've got 5 minutes, I think. Let's continue.
5 more minutes?
No, we've got 15 minutes. But
okay.
So I did some literature study, analysis of the requirements we set up earlier, translated it into criteria, which would be these. Is remote fancy, the shape, look and feel, innovative, what new functions are there, easy to use, learnability is a very important factor here. Is it functional, are there not too many functions, among the functions, and those functions that are they useful? And the cost. The target group, is the remote really for the group we're making it for? And recognizability, if our company is, if it's easily recognizable, our company made it. So we're supposed to evaluate it right now.
Okay.
Oh, I have to say, this was a little hard because the minutes of our last meeting were not here.
Yeah, that's because my pen failed to upload this data.
Okay.
I tried to, but it's giving errors when downloading the software.
Okay. Is the design fancy on a scale of 1 to 7?
I think it's fancy.
6.
Yeah.
Six.
You'll go for 6.
Yeah.
6.
Is the design innovative?
Very.
I think so, with our LCD
subtitles,
scroll buttons.
Yeah.
Yep.
7.
7?
Yeah.
So we've got 20 cents for our docking station.
Should we do one?
Yeah.
Is the design easy to use?
Yeah, it's a bit.
Well, would be for us.
I would say
4 or 5.
Between 4 and 5.
I'll go for 4 too.
Yeah.
Is it functional?
Is the design functional? Do we have all functions that we want to include?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we do. Do we have too many functions?
No.
No.
I don't think so. It's pretty small.
I think it's 7.
7? Oh, and do we take care of the biggest frustrations of the remote control, like it getting lost?
I haven't thought of that one.
It was. I haven't worked out. They're ugly, not very functional, and getting lost.
Are the production costs within the preset limits? Well, they are now. Does the design fit the group of focus?
I think that's a free.
Yeah.
No, I think with our new radio button, I think it's I think it's better.
We have to test it. But
I still, I think it's,
I think
too fancy. Too
flashy. I think the radio button is not exactly what all the people expect of a remote control.
Yeah.
I will give it a 4.
I'm not sure. I think I'd go for a 2.
I've got 3. So
then we have to do three.
Is copy recognizable?
Yes,
yeah, with the logo there. So
and they wanna put fashion in their products. In the slogan of the company, we have the removable front cases,
yeah.
So I think it's very recognizable. Yeah.
So that would be this. I was also supposed to calculate the score, but thought we would have another private.
We've got a company
after this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like after this are we done or?
We've gonna
evaluate.
Well, anyhow,
these are 7 factors times 7 is 40. Something 42.
9. 49.
And minus 1. Minus 3. Minus 4. So maybe minus 8. 41.
41.
Out of 49.
That's 84%. I think that's a pretty nice score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings us to the project evaluation. Yep. Thank you. Project process. Did we move through the right phases, you think, along the process?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should have had the finance thingy a lot earlier.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the design phase.
So a lack of information about prices.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Okay. Satisfaction. Was there room for creativity?
No.
No?
Not too much, no.
It's because of the finance issue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it wasn't enough room
for
the finance.
And the room was, yeah.
And I would have liked to go for the younger users also.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be able to access the internet and get something of your own.
Restrictions. Internet access. Okay. Leadership. Was it clear what everybody had to do? According to their roles and functions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Teamwork, did it work out? Working together? Also, you, the two of you with the.
Yeah, it was okay.
No
yeah.
Nice.
The tasks are very structured, so you can just do step by step, and
mm-hmm.
It's very easy.
Were the means sufficient for the tasks that we had to do, or were they too much?
Well, the smart board, the drawing is just a pain in the ass. But the digital pen is very nice.
Yeah.
If it wants to download this data. Smart board was irritating. So you rather wanted to have a flip over or something
a flip
like
over
that.
Or a more
easier, so
precise
yeah.
Faster as well,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
But if you want to share when you make a picture like this on the presentation, it's easier to share it with other people, so you can save it and put it on the internet or in shared folder or shared
yeah,
directory.
I tried to
so
open the file on my laptop,
yeah.
But
no,
huh?
It didn't work.
Not possible.
You need the smart board
yeah.
Application, I think.
Can
but
you
I think
export
you
it like
yeah,
uh,
should be possible.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, you can export it in this image. Must yeah, must be. So the sharing of information was okay. Yeah, dependency on the thing. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Have we found new ideas for having this kind of meeting? So
yeah, maybe when we just give the numbers of one of out of seven.
Yeah.
It's easier to do things like that on the computer.
Yeah.
So just like
so
university.
Yeah.
So,
so everybody puts his own score. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. It mediates the score and
yeah.
You can get one. Yeah. That's better. So it's how do you call it? Okay. Any more ideas or questions about the project or about the product? Because I think let me get to our last sheet. Articles within the budget.
Yeah.
There.
Considering we are not going to make a docking station.
That's a good point. But maybe because of the docking station, the price of the remote can also be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And I think you can compensate that as well.
Mm.
So I think that shouldn't be the biggest problem because it's very cheap to make as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to get the 12.5 million? How was it?
15 million.
I think we will. Are you gonna export this product?
It's yeah.
Innovative. Especially in America. People are taking that. Something.
Yeah, still I think. I mean, if we're gonna make a scroll button anyway, it would be more for the younger people than for the older people.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just refocus.
Let's put it on the market for everybody.
Specifically for
you can change
people.
Markets where by changing the front cover. That's one thing you can
that's
change
true.
It. So you can also try to reach the younger people by putting fancy covers on the market. Just as a test. See how it works. That's I think a good advantage.
Yeah, I think then it would be way more popular with younger people than it is, than would be with older people.
Yeah.
Even if it were their covers.
Well, then I think we can have our little celebration.
Okay.
That's
party.
I think
think we still have to put in one more.
Where's the champagne?
I don't know, I didn't get a message from the ending of the
public.
Oh, you do have one.
5 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Then we still have some questions. If somebody has some questions, they can ask them now. We can put these
in the project folder as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Picture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Project folder?
I don't.
Maybe they will save it, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to make our final presentation now.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to make.
And then I'll be back in about 10 minutes to show you the final presentation.
Okay.
Okay. Summary of the project.
Are we supposed to go into our own rooms again?
Yeah, maybe we have to fill another questionnaire.
I think you all get the questionnaire in your room.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you in, I think, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
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 Thank you. Hopefully my pen will download this software.
Yeah.